Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaos. KSL's top story this hour, and it is breaking news. We have a jury now in the trial of Chad Daybell. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the latest.
By the time the prosecution and the defense got through all their challenges, also known as peremptory strikes, there were 10 men and 8 women left to be seated on the jury. East Idaho News reports Judge Stephen Boyce laid out some ground rules for them, including that they have to wait until deliberations begin to discuss the case at all and to report it to the court if anyone tries to ask them about it.
East Idaho News reports opening arguments are planned now for Wednesday. Of the 18 selected jurors, 12 will be the main jury. The other 6 will be alternates. We do have some more breaking news here on KSL News Radio. We are just hearing that the suspect in last week's track shooting has turned himself into custody. UTA says a dispute between 3 men at the Meadowbrook track station in South Salt Lake ended with 2 men in the hospital with critical injuries. UTA says the suspect is a minor and will not be releasing any other information about them. The defense for Chad Daybell is expected to be very different from that of his wife, Lori Vallow's trial. KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says her attorneys believe that there wasn't enough evidence to convict, which turned out not to be true.
So they're going to outline a defense, including witnesses, perhaps experts, maybe even call Chad to the stand. It'll be a significantly different defense than Lori presented.
Skordas tells KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic that Lori probably won't be involved in Chad's trial as she isn't considered credible by either side. The body of 27-year-old Tristan White was discovered after he went missing weeks ago. His stepmom, Anna White, tells KSL-TV their family has been searching all over Utah.
We've been trying to understand what happened to my son, especially since he was found adjacent to the motel where he was staying.
Tristan's cause of death is still being investigated. A 6-year-old girl lost her life in a head-on collision on Highway 6 early yesterday morning. KSL-TV's Shelby Lofton reports the girl and her father were on a long, tiring drive back from Colorado.
Lieutenant Evan Kirby was one of the first responders on scene around 5 a.m. He says moments later, the driver of the pickup truck went to check on his daughter, who was sitting on the passenger side.
She was in a booster and properly restrained. The damage was just so significant it wasn't able to keep her safe.
Lieutenant Kirby says that you should take breaks and stay alert when driving for a long time. KSL's top national stories. President Biden is expected to announce a new student debt relief plan. The proposal aims to bring relief to 25 million Americans who owe more than they borrowed or who are paying decades-old loans. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
The White House says they believe they are on much more firm legal grounds than what they did last year, which was a far more sweeping attempt to help people with student debt relief. That, of course, was struck down by the Supreme Court. The authority here comes under the Higher Education Act. Now, there will still likely be legal challenges on this, which means that could get held up in court right when the administration wants to see this start getting some political mileage.
Under the new plan, borrowers who have been repaying an undergraduate loan for more than 20 years or a graduate loan for more than 25 years or more would have their entire loans forgiven. A Southwest flight had to make an emergency landing minutes after takeoff Saturday after an engine cover ripped off during the flight. ABC's Trevor Ault reports.
The FAA investigating another frightening mid-air incident. The engine cover on a Southwest flight from Denver to Houston ripping open minutes after takeoff. Exit row passengers say it happened as the plane was still ascending. They immediately lit up their call buttons. Southwest says the plane landed safely after experiencing a mechanical issue and says our maintenance teams are reviewing the aircraft, the airline sending passengers to Houston on another plane.
Southwest apologized to its customers for the delay, but says that the safety of their customers and employees is their highest priority. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The solar eclipse is underway. Through a bit of cloud coverage, we will see the moon cover just about half the sun. ABC's Jim Ryan captured the event in Texas where the eclipse reached total reached totality.
They've come here from all over the world to share in the experience of watching the moon pass in front of the sun. Tiffany Lohman and her family loaded up their motorhome and drove 20 hours from Utah.
It's just family time that you can't get back, all the memories that you're making on the road.
The Lohmans were among 30,000 who reserved campsites in Texas state parks in the path of totality. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Hillsboro, Texas.
The eclipse will reach its peak here in Utah around 12:30. KSL News Time 12:05. Several Utah police departments are joining federal agencies on a fentanyl task force. Sandy Police Sergeant Greg Moffitt says this will allow them to get to the root of the problem, the dealers. There's been a lot harder work to do working at the state level.
We have laws in the state where if you have someone that is over-served alcohol at a bar, we can trace that back and we can charge those people. But we don't have anything like that for drug dealing.
Now police can trace a fatal fentanyl overdose to a drug dealer and charge them for the death, which will get them off the streets for years. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We are looking at a delay-free drive on the Valley freeways, but we do have an accident. It's in Utah County, northbound I-15, about 1400 north in Springville, out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, are you watching the cameras for the total eclipse?
I'm trying to look out the window and see if there's a shift in what the light looks like, but not quite
yet. I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to see too many clouds.
You're right.
All right. KSL News Time, 12:06.
A legacy of news and information going back generations.
I'll have the radio on. I learned that from my mom. She's listened to KSL her whole life, and I grew up listening to KSL radio, too.
I really enjoy listening in the morning.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Addiction is a family illness, and at Renaissance Ranch, long-term sobriety is a reality. We help family relationships so you don't have to recover alone.
We're the professional staff at Renaissance Ranch.
We don't see addicts as bad men trying to be good.
Rather sick men that need to get well.
This is our message to them.
That it doesn't matter how lost, beaten down, or defeated you may feel.
Our greatest desire for you
is to see what we see.
That you are capable of healing.
Prepare to emerge to be the husband, the father, and the son that you were destined to be.
So to our new brother, we say, welcome home.
Addiction is a family illness, and at Renaissance Ranch, long-term sobriety is a reality. We help family relationships so you don't have to recover alone.
New hope, new life at Renaissance Ranch.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. Have winter conditions damaged your parking lot asphalt or concrete surfaces? Call GoPave Utah and get on their schedule. GoPaveUtah.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story, 18 people have been selected to serve as the 12 main jurors and 6 alternates in the trial of Chad Daybell. KSL News Time 12:08. National Park Service is being sued for not going cashless at 30 of its parks and monuments. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains.
3 people have come together on the lawsuit saying the National Park Service's actions are unlawful because of a U.S. code that states cash and coins are legal tender for all public charges.
The entrance to a national park is a public charge. So for a national agency not to accept its own currency, to me, is unlawful, and hopefully the court will see it the same way.
The plaintiff's attorney, Ray Flores, says many Americans are bankless or underbanked, so the policy excludes them or forces them to pay fees for gift cards or another method of payment. They are not seeking any money for the lawsuit. They just want to see the policy changed. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Attorneys involved in three different legal challenges to a planned Little Cottonwood Canyon gondola are asking for those lawsuits to be combined. All three of the lawsuits argue UDOT didn't do a good job, didn't do it well enough to consider the alternatives to the gondola. Now they're hoping to force UDOT to start over. Currently, all the work is on hold. A group of cybersecurity undergraduates from Utah Valley University proved that they can compete with the best teams in the nation.
The Wolverines were the only entirely undergraduate team to compete in the Cyber 912 Strategy Challenge in Washington, D.C., and they took second, beating out teams from Columbia University, the United States Military Academy at West Point, and several other top schools. In a release from UVU, the team's coach calls them scrappy. Brandon Armature says during the competition, teams were required to react to a global security breach and then present solutions to industry and academic judges as the scenarios evolved. They were also required to justify their decisions while looking at how they would affect civilians, the military, law enforcement, and private companies. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith is asking local sports fans to send in their ideas for a potential name for an NHL team. He asked for suggestions on X this morning. Smith has been advocating for a professional hockey in Salt Lake City for a while now. In early March, state legislators approved a bill for a new mixed-use arena that would house the Utah Jazz and a potential NHL team. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Good speeds on all the valley freeways. We do have a small accident in Utah County. It's already in the cleanup stages. Northbound I-15 in Springville, about 1400 north. It's out of traffic on the shoulder. Then in Tooele County, we have a crash with possible injuries at 10th North. That's Highway 112. At about 6 West, which is west of Main Street SR36, and that has been blocking lanes of travel. Beat the spring cleaning rush and call Zero Res. Get three rooms plus a hallway Zero Resified for $99. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy skies, dialed up for today, with a high of 52 and maybe even a light breeze out of the northwest, definitely on the cooler side. 34 overnight, mostly clear. Tomorrow, a couple of clouds, but mainly sun, 58 the high. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, partly cloudy skies. It is looking a little darker outside. Not sure from Broadcast House right now, or we're looking out the windows, whether you can actually see much of that total eclipse. The peak in our area coming at 12:30. Coming up on Utah's New News, the South Carolina women's basketball team won the women's national championship yesterday. We'll get the highlights from ABC's Brad Milkey. That's next. Streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
See why Comcast Business powers more small businesses than anyone else. Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying internet package. Don't wait. Call or go online to switch today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eagle bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
First city in North America now seeing the total eclipse of the sun. Let's listen in for just a minute to the CNN coverage.
There's a big cloud cover, but not too bad. We can still see the edge of the moon. The question right now is going to be, once we reach to Tidally in a couple of minutes, if we're going to be able to see the full ring. Let's hope that the clouds do not interfere with that experience, with these tens of thousands of people who are waiting like everybody else to see this event. We've been saying, there are people here from all over the world. They are experiencing this. The scientists, you know, the images that you have on screen are from NASA. They got lucky. All the scientists got lucky that Torreón happens to have a telescope that is pointing to the sun all the time. So they are able to cover this event.
And you can hear all of the excitement in their coverage here in Utah, here in Salt Lake City. We'll only be able to see about 50%, and that is if you don't have the cloud cover in your area, and the peak here in our area happening in just 15 minutes at 12:30. KSL News Time 12:16, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
18 people, 10 men, 8 women, have been selected to serve as the 12 main jurors and 6 alternates in the trial of Chad Daybell. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, the long-awaited solar eclipse is underway. It will reach its peak above the Beehive State around 12:30. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Normal KSL travel times up and down the I-15 corridor between Ogden and Provo. A crash in Tooele. This is 10th North, which is Highway 112 at about 6th West, and it is blocking lanes of travel. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Cool and partly cloudy today, but warmer weather coming. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The wait is over. Americans will soon start seeing the total solar eclipse later this hour, starting in Texas. Tiny Hillsboroughs waiting for 4 minutes and 23 seconds of darkness.
No.
The espresso machine at Stacy Hunter's coffee shop is getting a major workout.
Last week, two men flew in from Ireland to watch the eclipse.
Local leaders expect Hillsboro's population of 8,500 to have tripled by the time of the eclipse. So Stacy Hunter is putting her best foot forward.
I'm hoping that people will come here for the first time and fall in love and be like, I loved that little town, Hillsboro, Texas.
The concern is for the crush of traffic out of the path of totality when it's all over. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Hillsboro, Texas.
ABC's chief meteorologist Ginger Z in Carbondale, Illinois, with the best viewing spots.
There are some storms trying to build from Louisiana and the Gulf, and that's why more clouds will be in South Texas than they will in North. Indianapolis could see some increasing high clouds as we see kind of those slightly obscured, but still a really good spot to see it. Once you get up around the lakes, Cleveland started the day with rain. They got a lot of cloud cover right now, but they're going to see decreasing cloud cover. So we're hoping for the best. Niagara will have a mix of sun and clouds. Houlton, Maine, still looking like the best spot on the map.
And even if you aren't in the path of totality, you may experience a partial eclipse. The White House says former President Trump's announcement today about abortion limits being left up to the states does not undo the harm, it says, millions of women have experienced after Roe v. Wade was overturned.
When it comes to the fundamental freedoms at stake and the devastating health care effects that Republican officials' extreme agenda mean for more and more American women every day, we need to be clear-eyed here.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. President Biden will announce a new student debt relief plan on a visit to Wisconsin. U.S. negotiators in Gaza say there's marked progress toward a new humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. South Carolina won the women's national championship yesterday, concluding what many consider the greatest women's college basketball season ever played. To do it, they took down the sharpshooter Caitlin Clark and her Iowa Hawkeyes.
First of all, this championship storyline. Caitlin Clark is the greatest shooter in college basketball, a sniper from long range who's now scored more points than any man or woman in NCAA history. It was Clark who derailed South Carolina last year. This was payback. But to really get people to pay attention day in and day out throughout the sport, you can't just have one star. You need several storylines. And for storylines, you need lots of great characters. In an age when most basketball fans can't name more than a couple guys in the college game, that is what the women's game has really delivered lately. True characters. In the semifinals, Clark battled Paige Beckers from UConn. Well, she herself has battled back from injuries to become one of the nation's most electrifying players.
Beckers twisting into the lane. Beckers not going to miss that one.
She's not just driving the lane and raining threes, she's also blowing kisses to the camera. She's got personality for days. South Carolina center Camila Cardozo is a 6'7" Brazilian who's swatting blocks left and right. Her coach, Don Staley, encourages emotion from her players. In fact, she was weeping with them after the final whistle last night.
That is ABC's Brad Milkey. He says this year's ratings skyrocketed past anything that women's basketball has ever seen. They're so fun to watch. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are back to a crash-free commute on all the Valley freeways. Delay-free as well. Just the one accident remaining in Tooele County. This may have been a crash with injuries. And this is in Tooele at 1000 North, which is Highway 112 at 6th West. And that's west of Main Street, SR 36. Overall, though, kind of a quiet drive. I think everybody is out watching the eclipse and off of the roads. The best kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Now through April 30th, save $20 off every annual pass level. 362 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starting out on the chilly side. 52 today, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, 58, mostly sunny skies. Mid to late week looks gorgeous. 63 on Wednesday, sunny skies. Up to 71 Thursday. Friday, partly cloudy. 76, maybe a little breezy. But even Saturday, 70, partly cloudy. Sunday, 66. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, partly cloudy, 46 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And checking the markets this hour, they're in positive territory. A complete update coming up next.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio network, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms.
Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer@ksl.com. That's spalmer@ksl.com.
In the history of the world, nobody has ever said, yay, we need a new roof. But when things aren't quite right up there, don't wait. Call IWC Roofing, the highest rated roofing contractor in Utah. IWC has been in business since 1997, and they offer the best value pricing in Utah, along with the best warranty in the business. They're one of the few Owens Corning Platinum certified roofers in the entire state. They have their own installers, no subcontractors crawling around on your roof. And at IWC Roofing, they'll send you pictures from up on the roof to show that you're getting exactly what you paid for. In most cases, they'll re-roof your home in one day. They'll clean up and pressure wash your driveway. IWC roofs more homes than any other company in Utah, so they can offer you a better price. And right now, an extra $1,500 off your new roof. Call IWC Roofing for a no-pressure quote, 801-232-5690. Call 801-232-5690 or go to IWCRoofingUtah.com.
I'm Matthew. I'm a senior at Mount Heights Academy. It's an online school that doesn't require me to work in the hours I'm least productive. In the morning, I'm super tired. I just don't feel like I'm on my game. Mountain Heights Academy works better for my schedule because I'm more of a night person, so the majority of my school is done at night. Having that control makes me feel more confident about myself overall. It's really empowering to me.
Mountain Heights Academy is an online public school for grades 7 through 12. Visit our website to learn how it can work for you.
A fiduciary has the regulatory obligation to put your best interest first. Trajan Wealth is a financial fiduciary for your investments. With Trajan Wealth, the more you make, the more we make. Our interests are aligned. Most other financial advisors are brokers held to a lesser standard and are paid an upfront commission to sell you something. Call Trajan Wealth 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 1225. Walmart has agreed to pay $45 million to settle a class action lawsuit. Some customers could be eligible for cash payments of up to $500. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
If you bought weighted products like meat, poultry, pork, or seafood, or if you bought bagged citrus fruit between October 2018 and January 2024, you can now file a claim to get your money back. You can file online or through the mail. If you've kept your receipts, you can qualify for up to $500 back. If not, you can get up to $25, and the deadline to apply is June 5th. If, understandably, you have not kept your receipts for the past 5 years, you can try to retrieve them on Walmart's website.
And you can see if you're eligible at WalmartWeightedGroceriesettlement.com. Watching Utah's money, the Biden administration is pushing for China to change its policies on industries that pose a threat to U.S. jobs. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen stressed manufacturing over capacity during her trip to China. She warned that Washington will not accept new low-price Chinese imports for manufacturing items that the U.S. prefers to create domestically. Some major food companies are now offering deals or new sizes since low-income Americans are spending less. Reuters reports Americans relying on government benefits to buy food and other essentials aren't spending as much. In response, companies like Kraft Heinz are overhauling their products and strategies following years of price hikes. In the spirit of the eclipse, Pizza Hut is offering a total eclipse of the hut deal for only today. You can get any large pizza for just $12. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 34 points. It sits at 38,958. S&P is up by 5. The NASDAQ up by 22 points.
Opening statements could be this week.
His trial likely to take several weeks longer than Lori Vallow Daybell's trial.
In the trial of Chad Daybell.
Another factor is the death penalty.
Get special coverage live from the courtroom. Breaking updates on testimony and legal analysis all this week. The trial of Chad Daybell.
We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
Jazz fans, secure your seats for the next NBA season by getting season tickets. Season ticket members get special perks like team store discounts, savings on in-arena concessions, and more. Be there for every moment during the 2024-25 season by calling or texting 801-355-DUNK today. 801-355-DUNK. Let's go, Jazz.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money radio show. And call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are in the final cleanup stages of the accident in Tooele, and that's at 10th North, 6th West. That's going to be west of SR 36 in Tooele County. We do have a new crash. This is southbound Highway 189 in Wasatch County. Not a lot of information on this yet. Haven't had a chance to look for it in the traffic cameras, but we'll keep you posted when we have more details. Valley Freeway traffic still looking good with no other problems. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
courtesy of last weekend's storm, will start today on the cool side in the low 50s, partly cloudy skies. 34 overnight, will go to 58 tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, with 60s in store as early as Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's partly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 45 degrees. Provo at this hour, 45. In St. George, 60 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Today marks the launch of a new sexual assault helpline focused on supporting American Indian women. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has details.
Restoring Ancestral Winds held the meeting in Taylorsville to announce the new Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Helpline just in time for Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
American Indian female victims are more likely to need services, but they are less likely to have access to those services,
said Yolanda Francisco with Restoring Ancestral Winds. Representative Angela Romero spoke at the announcement and spoke about the lack of trust between victims and the authorities.
And because of that lack of trust, people aren't reporting, or if they do report, they don't feel like they'll be believed.
Romero pointed out the helpline employs culturally sensitive operators who understand the needs of their community. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
We could have a jury set and ready to go for Chad Daybell's trial as soon as today. This means opening statements could start as soon as tomorrow. KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says he expects there to be some similarities between Lori's and Chad's defense strategies.
Chad's going to have to distance himself as much as possible from Lori, make her out to be the one who is the more involved in the case, the more active in the case, the one that was making the decision.
And that jury has now been seated. Chad is facing multiple counts of murder in conspiracy within the deaths of his late wife and his current wife's two youngest kids. He faces the death penalty if convicted. As the 194th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints drew to a close, President Russell M. Nelson announced 15 new temples, including one in Lehigh and one in West Jordan.
In Sunday morning session, President Dallin H. Oaks, first counselor in the first presidency in Covenants and Responsibilities, explains the reason behind construction of temples around the world.
Their purpose is to bless the covenant children of God with temple worship and with the sacred responsibilities and powers and unique blessings of being bound to Christ they receive by covenant.
A full list of new temple locations can be found on our website at kslnewsradio.com. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Current and new leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints took part in the annual 194th General Conference. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
President Russell M. Nelson gave a recorded talk about the blessings that members of the church can have if they attend the temple on Sunday. New leaders of the church were also called and sustained, including Elder Edward Dubay. He's now the first black member of the church to serve on the presidency of the 70.
Three other church leaders were called to serve in the presidency. KSL's top national stories. Israeli Defense Forces are withdrawing ground troops from southern Gaza in preparation for future operations, including an expected ground offensive into Rafah. Israel is leaving the southern city of Khan Yunis after the IDF says Hamas ceased to exist as a military framework there. The city and surrounding areas have been largely destroyed, but Israel will keep some troops back to maintain order in the area. Actor Jonathan Majors is being sentenced in a domestic violence case involving his ex-girlfriend.
No jail time, but domestic violence and mental health counseling, plus a 52-week batterer's intervention program for Hollywood actor Jonathan Majors. His sentencing in a New York City courtroom also included an order to stay away from the victim, his ex-girlfriend Grace Jabari. The 34-year-old actor was convicted in December of misdemeanor third-degree assault and second-degree harassment stemming from a March 2023 altercation with Jabari in an SUV in Manhattan. At his sentencing, the judge decided jail is not necessary for Majors as he appeared in court with his new girlfriend, actress Megan Good. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
The total eclipse is now happening in Texas. Let's listen in to CNN for just a moment to their coverage.
And you can hear the oohs and ahs here in Kerrville, Texas, as totality is happening. There is complete darkness at the moment. As I look up, I don't see anything because of the cloud cover. But if those clouds were to part just for a second, I'm sure we would see full totality at this point in time because it is completely dark here in Kerrville. The temperature has definitely dropped. There is a light, cool breeze, and it just gives you the chills to experience this here in person, knowing that it is 1:34 p.m. local time, and there is complete darkness in Kerrville, Texas.
First look traffic, Ricky Meese. We have a lot of cloud cover here in Salt Lake City, but it does look darker outside, even though we only have 50% of that coverage of the sun.
Well, just be careful for all the stargazers out there. We don't want, like, you know that scene in Indiana Jones where the guy's face melts off? We don't want that.
None of that.
No. Well, for those who are traveling the Valley Freeways, you're good to go. We do have a crash in Wasatch County at southbound Highway 189 by Deer Creek. Doesn't seem to be causing a problem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I like traffic on the nines.
So I need to get the kids up earlier so that my son isn't driving quickly in a snowstorm.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines
on KSL News Radio.
Temperatures are finally warming up this week, which is a good reminder that summer and vacation season will be here before we know it. If you've been wanting to trim down this year, you still have time to make a big difference in the way you look and feel this summer season. With the help of Salt Lake City Fat Loss, I was able to lose 25 pounds in 60 days. That's 3 dress sizes. I lost the weight eating a healthy combination of foods. Salt Lake City Fat Loss has designed a meal plan for me, which is easy to follow. It's easy for me to stick with because those pounds drop off so quickly. Now, there are no expensive prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy to follow meal plan. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. And right now, they are offering an extra incentive. When you call, you mention my name, Maria sent you. You will get a $200 discount, but that's only for a limited time. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com.
Do you find it exhausting getting up from your favorite chair every day? Say goodbye to discomfort and hello to a world of ease. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical, and you have so many options when buying a lift chair. For the highest quality, always come to Alpine. Our lift chairs are more than just furniture. They're your ticket to independence and relaxation. Plus, with our spring savings event, we've just marked down some of our chairs that are ready for you to take home. With an unbelievable warranty, you can shop with confidence knowing your comfort is our priority. So stop by any of our 11 locations today and explore our high-quality inventory. Or visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Does your business struggle with ISO, SOC 2, HIPAA, CMMC, NIST, or other compliance? Register now for the WebCheckSecurity.com Cyber Summit. That's WebCheckSecurity.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Starting today, a new American Indian sexual assault and domestic violence helpline will be operating. It will be equipped with culturally sensitive and trained operators who understand the needs of the Native American community. A 23-year-old snowboarder is lucky to be alive after search and rescue crews found him in a remote part of Powder Mountain. Weber County crews responded to the call after the man wandered off the property during a weekend storm. The man ended up in the Middle Fork drainage when he ran out of snow. Now, crews were able to follow his tracks and bring him to safety. A popular West Side road in Salt Lake City is getting a makeover. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The 600 North stretch of road could be getting some safety improvements. The city released the plans last week, which stretch from Redwood Road to 800 West. It includes new bike lanes separated from the road, plus shady landscaping, enhanced crosswalks with flashing lights, and medians and extended curbs to discourage speeding. The city hopes it will improve walkability, joining the sidewalk and bike lanes to the pedestrian bridge over the 300 North train tracks. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
folks in Texas this hour experiencing totality of the eclipse of the sun. Let's listen in for a second. This coming to us from Dallas, Texas on CNN.
Yeah, but the elephants, they said they're being a lot more active during this time.
It's happening like at the zoo. They're covering it from the zoo
and
there.
And the ostrich, and then the ostrich who laid the eggs right as things were starting as well.
Hold on real quick. I forgot to tell you guys the best part. Literally seconds ago, right before we came on the air, if you look in between those two tree trunks, there was an ostrich that laid an egg. And the ostrich was kind of standing over the egg for a moment, and she's kind of gone off elsewhere. I don't know where she went. I've lost track of her. Look, I can't tell you if she laid the egg at this particular time because of the eclipse or what the deal might be, but even the zoo folks here were kind of curious about the timing of it all, considering...
And again, CNN reporting from the Dallas Zoo. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
For those who are traveling the valley freeways, traffic is light and moving very well. No accidents, no delays. Our main secondaries are also in really good shape. We did have one accident reported, and this is in Wasatch County by Deer Creek Reservoir, southbound on Highway 189. But it doesn't seem to be affecting traffic at all. It's near the Charleston area. Rekindle adventure in a place everyone connects with nature. Cedar City, Bryan Head. Shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still dealing with some of that cool air found over the weekend. We'll top out at 52 today, partly cloudy skies. Overnight, dipping off to 34, mostly clear. Tomorrow, we bump up to 58. High pressure continues to build in from the Pacific. We'll go 63 sunny skies by Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, mostly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. We should be at the peak for the what we are going to see of the eclipse of the sun. Hopefully you're somewhere where there isn't all this cloud cover here in downtown Salt Lake. We have a lot of clouds right now. Coming up on Utah's New News, we now have a jury in the trial of Chad Daybell. We'll hear more from KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce in just a few minutes. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Beat the spring cleaning rush with big savings and priority booking by calling Zero Res. Dust, dander, and bacteria are living and breeding in your carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and more with nowhere to go. The spring season allergens such as pollen are coming out of hibernation ready to invade your home. Check out the 3,300 raving customer reviews with a 4.8 Google rating and see what the hype is all about. This month, get 3 rooms Zero Resified from Salt Lake's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $99, and they'll throw in a free hallway. Plus, take 25% off your air duct cleaning to get that true spring cleaning feel. Call Zero Res right now, 801-288-9376, or go online to ZeroRes.com and say you want the KSL special. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Hey guys, do you know your T-Level? Revive Men's Health here in Salt Lake City is helping you take that first step toward better health and enhanced intimacy with a free testosterone level test, exam, and consultation. Plus, for this month only, qualified patients can kickstart their treatment with a free supply of ED medication. Revive's customized ED treatments can provide immediate results, restore blood flow naturally, and even bring spontaneity back into your love life. With both in-person and telemedicine appointments available, plus free shipping directly to you, Revive takes the hassle out of treating low T and ED. Having an optimal testosterone level can change your whole life, and it starts with knowing your T level. Take that first step and book your free testosterone test, free exam, and free consultation, and kickstart your treatment with a free supply of ED medication this month only. Call Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777 or visit revivemenshealth.com.
Dave and Dijanovic.
One person described it like this: I like having 1,000 one-minute conversations. So often we think we've got to dive in head first and know everything before we can speak on something. Well, we can have a bunch of little conversations.
There's more than one opinion, and more than one opinion or viewpoint matters. I want our listeners to walk away from the show knowing that more than one opinion is valid.
Listen for Dave and Dijanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's Tribal Coalition just launched a brand new sexual assault and domestic violence helpline that employs culturally sensitive and trained operators who understand the needs of the Native community, a community that sees 3.5 times higher rates of violence than all other races. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, the suspect in last night's track shooting has turned himself into custody. The UTA says the suspect is a minor and will not be releasing any other information about them. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
Good speeds, no problems. That's on the Valley freeways, including I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. And our main secondaries, even our side streets, are seeing a nice and quiet drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
50s today, turn to 70s later this week. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national story.
This is a special report from ABC News, The Total Eclipse. I'm Daria Albinger. Put your glasses on, Texas. You're the first ones in America to see this once-in-a-generation event. ABC's Jim Ryan in Hillsborough.
They've come here from all over the world to share in the experience of watching the moon pass in front of the sun. Tiffany Lohman and her family loaded up their motorhome and drove 20 hours from Utah.
It's just family time that you can't get back, all the memories that you're making on the road.
The Lohmans were among 30,000 who reserved campsites in Texas state parks in the path of totality. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Hillsboro, Texas.
Kerrville, Austin, and Killeen, Texas are about to see it. Dallas getting a first glimpse as well. Fort Worth, among the events to mark the eclipse, hundreds of couples who are going to get married soon in Russellville, Arkansas. And if you're not in the path of totality, well, you may experience a partial eclipse, which is also pretty cool. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The jury in the trial of Chad Daybell has been selected. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has been following the updates, joins me now live. So, Becky, this moved a lot faster than we expected.
Yeah, we were told by several legal analysts, including our own KSL's Greg Scordis, a defense attorney and former prosecutor here in town, that the process to select a jury could take up to 2 weeks because this is a death penalty case. And there are some complicating factors that go along with seating a jury when you're talking about the death penalty on the line. Number one, it's not just about whether the jury has formed an opinion, but whether they have strong opinions about the death penalty and whether they're willing to set those opinions aside and follow the jury instructions, which include to decide this case on the merits of death penalty. And the jury actually does the sentencing. In a death penalty case, that's not the judge's job. It's the jury's job. So you want to make sure that you have a jury that's open-minded enough to set aside how they personally feel about it and decide that case on its merits according to the rules as laid out for them. Another thing that we expected to make it take a little bit longer is just the intense amount of pre-trial publicity involved here in Chad Daybell's case. Most people were familiar with Lori Vallow Daybell's case almost exactly a year ago to the day, so the odds are good they've heard about this one. So the standard isn't so much, have you heard about the case? It's, can you set aside what you've heard about the case and make your decision based only on the evidence that you're going to hear in these next 10 weeks.
It's also interesting to note that they didn't have to just pick a jury. They had to pick alternates as well in case these guys don't work out.
Right. So it's a total of 18 jurors. 12 of them will be considered the main jury, and then 6 would be alternates. That's similar to what happened a year ago with Lori's case. And in a case like this where you know at the outset it's going to take longer, 10 weeks is a pretty long trial for any case, but you know the death penalty again is a deciding factor here. You want to make sure that you've got some backup so that if somebody has a family emergency or who knows what might happen in those 10 weeks that could affect their availability, you want to make sure you've got some backup there in place.
Okay, does it look like the opening arguments are going to begin tomorrow?
No, and that was kind of a curveball. The judge told the jury to report back at 8:30 on Wednesday morning. So it looks like they're giving themselves a day off. We don't really know why. He didn't really explain why. I don't really see a good reason why they couldn't start tomorrow, to be honest with you. The only thing I can think of is they just want to give people a chance to settle in and get in place and, you know, call the witnesses that'll be up. But it looks like at this point we'll be looking at Wednesday morning for the official opening statements.
Lori Vallow's case got a lot of attention. Our listeners are pretty familiar with her case and how it went down. How is this case going to be different than what we heard before?
Yeah, that's a great question. A number of ways. Number one, Lori's case was not allowed to be streamed. This one is, although today's jury selection process wasn't streamed, which was kind of odd. So we will be able to watch this happen on video from the courtroom in a way that we weren't able to do with Lori Vallow Daybell's trial. We had to rely on court sketch artists and the like. It also means because it's streaming, there's actually less access to the courtroom itself than there was when Lori was on trial a year ago. They had an overflow room set up for members of the media to reserve seats. This year, there's no overflow room because they figure if you can't get in the courtroom, you can just watch online with everybody else.
Right. All right, Becky, thanks. And again, those opening statements will begin on Wednesday. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now, I'm looking at a new accident. This is in Ogden, so heads up, Weber County drivers. This is at the merge and intersection of Washington Boulevard at 2nd Street, which is also Harrisville Road. And Highway 89 is not too far away from this either. Now, the fire truck is just now pulling away, but we still have the cleanup that continues. So watch for emergency crews on the scene there. No major backups, but you need to use a little bit of caution. The rest of your Valley freeways and main secondaries are looking at a nice drive. Beat the spring cleaning rush and call Zero Res. Get three rooms plus a hallway, Zero Resified for $99. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast has a mainly dry and beautiful week ahead, folks. Partly cloudy today with a high of 52. You might see a couple of showers in the mountains. 58 tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. 63, the warm-up continues Wednesday with sunny skies. Up to 71 Thursday. Partly cloudy Friday, 76 degrees. Down to 70, partly cloudy on Saturday. And then maybe some more clouds, a potential shower. Just keeping it cloudy, though, for your Sunday for now, with a high of 66. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 45 degrees. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Taking a quick peek at the markets at this hour. Well, the Dow and the S&P just barely in positive territory. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Every year, we seem to have a few people trying to get our free furnace promotion after the sale has ended. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I know you want to save as much money as you can, but that's not how sales work. When they're over, they're over. Lucky for you, we still have a few more spots on our schedule we need to fill, so I'm extending the sale, but I'm not quite sure for how much longer. Definitely no later than April 30th, and once I think our schedule's full enough, I gotta pull these ads, so don't wait too long to call and schedule your free estimate. Just to recap, when you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. So if your furnace and air conditioner are ready to be replaced, don't be one of those people that wishes they had called and taken advantage of our free furnace sale. The estimate's free, and we'll make sure you have all of the information you need to decide if our free furnace sale is right for you. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
It's springtime in the Rockies, and it's time to apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment. A Revive treatment with fertilization, aeration, and good watering is the key to building stronger roots for a healthy, lush, green lawn. Revive fertilizes and moves water and nutrients deeper into the soil. Take advantage of spring storms with an application of Revive now. Protect yourself from drought later this summer and skyrocketing water costs. With Revive, if you water two times a week, it's like watering four. Apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment today. It works.
Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
KSL News Time 12:54. A slippery situation in Oregon that could have gone terribly wrong. A truck carrying more than 100,000 salmon crashed and overturned. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
The salmon were being transported to the Imnaha River to replenish the populations there, but the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife says the plan was thwarted when the 53-foot truck took a sharp corner and turned over on its side. 25,000 fish died because of the accident, but in a lucky turn of events, the truck had spilled over close to a creek. About 77,000 salmon made it to the creek and are expected to return in future years to spawn. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money Tax Day, April 15th, is now just a week away. And if you've paid this year in cryptocurrency, you'll have to report that on your taxes. If you were paid this year in cryptocurrency. Now, there are still some questions surrounding the rules for tax reporting, calculations needed for it this year. But Crypto Tax Advisory from TaxBuilt says it's better to just be upfront and honest with the IRS this go around. Gas prices continue to surge at the pump. The average price of a gallon of gas this morning in Utah, $3.87. That's about 25% higher than the national average. Experts believe the price will continue to go up with the rising demand. Shake Shack appears to have been talking smack about Chick-fil-A. Fast food company announced a free chicken sandwich for every Sunday in the month of April, saying that they pride themselves on their Chicken Shack, which is available 7 days a week. Shake Shack also pointed to their antibiotic-free chicken just 2 weeks after Chick-fil-A announced it would now allow certain antibiotics in its products. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 21 points, sitting at 38,925. S&P up by 5. The NASDAQ up by 23 points. One of the nation's largest ultra-low-cost airlines is making moves amid financial problems.
Both JetBlue and Spirit have been signaling financial strains after a merger between the two fell apart. Now Spirit, which has not been profitable since before the pandemic, says it will furlough about 260 pilots and is telling Airbus it will hold off on new plane deliveries with the goal of boosting liquidity. Spirit CEO says the moves are needed to ensure a strong future for the airline. The pilot furloughs will take effect in September. Alex Stone, ABC News.